to do. What must be done? I'll work and wait until he comes. A wonderful change. A wonderful change. Hello, everyone. Let me make sure that you guys can hear me clearly to see if I can actually hear myself. Let me go on my page. It's showing that I'm live. It does show that I have some captions that you can see. So that means you guys can hear me. Hello. Hello. Welcome to East Talk. Or we are all purpose and essentially valuable for the kingdom of God. I'm so happy to be here on tonight. We're still in the month of March, March Madness or something like that. And we're here and I'm excited. I'm excited about our topic on today. Growing pains is our topic for today. I didn't write down any, I don't think I wrote down anything for, any type of information or anything today, but I do have my topic, which I'm excited about. It's called Growing Pains. And what this comes from is, when I was a little girl, when I was growing up with my brothers, my middle brother was in excruciating pain when we was growing up. And I remember my mom taking him to the doctor because whatever she did, whatever she gave him, those pains would not stop. And I remember my mama saying that the doctors told her that what was happening is that my brother was having growing pains. I don't know if you guys ever experienced that with your children. I actually had the opportunity to experience that with my baby boy because he started growing really fast. When he was a little boy, he was this little bitty thing. And then all of a sudden, he just started growing from nowhere. And his legs used to ache. And I know that's a physical form of growing pains. And so tonight I wanted to talk about the spiritual part about growing. And I'm going to be honest, every part of my life where I had to grow, where I had to mature, where I had to adopt different perspective, where I had to adopt different ways of doing things, it was painful. Because I wanted to hold on what I thought was best for me rather than what was best. And so throughout my life, I continue to have these growing pains where I grow from one place of my life to a whole nother area. And it's not always happy and joyous because we don't like things that bring us discomfort. We don't like things that challenge us. We don't like things to be different. We like to keep things the same way because in our perspective, in our mind, we think if we keep things the same way, then we're in control. Let me tell you something, you ain't in control. You'll never be in control. We are not in control of anything. We can't control absolutely nothing in our lives. As the old people say, when the storms of life is raging, there's nothing you can do but depend on God. And so as we go through these different changes, these different challenges, these different places in our life, we are going to have growing pains. And some seasons in one season than it is in the next. It all depends on where God is taking you through. It all depends what God is pulling you through. I know through those times of trauma, those growing pains was difficult. at sometimes felt unbearable. In those moments where, you know, you're afraid and God is taking you to a whole nother level in ministry, it's not as painful. It's still a lot of discomfort. But some eras and seasons in our life, there are things that are so difficult. There are so many things that are that's challenging us that we're just going through growing pains. And growing pains is not a bad thing. When I think about my brother and my son, as they grew, they grew out of the pain. And so at some point in our life, we'll grow out of the pain. One of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight is the willingness to grow. The willingness to grow. I didn't pull up the scripture. I'm going to come from two scriptures. I guess I could pull up the scripture where it talks about the wineskin, right? Let me see if I can pull it up, because I didn't think I was going to use it, but I feel like God want me to pull up that scripture. Give me a moment. Okay, it's in John 4. It's in Luke 5, 37 through 39. And it said, no one puts new wine into old wineskin, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled. And then the wineskins will be ruined. I'm just going to only read that one verse. Nobody in their right mind, no one that got it all together, nobody that's just that's looking to invest, or somebody's looking to keep what they have, will have the mindset to put something new into something old, because most of the times it don't fit. Who I was back in high school is not who I am. I can't fit none of my uniforms. I don't care how small people think that I still am. I cannot fit none of that stuff. The person that I am today, I can't be who I was even last year. I'm literally different than what I was last year. I'm a different person. I have a different mindset. I have a different perspective. Because as I continue to grow, there's no way that I can go back to where I was without bursting or tearing up some things. So back in the day of Jesus, they used to use animal skin. And that's one of the reasons why God wanted to bring this illustration. They used to use animal skin, like goat skin, and to store wine or liquids. And as the new wine fermented, it would expand. I just had some, I was on a long fast, and I had some tea that was in the refrigerator. And it had been in there long enough till I started seeing the actual container that it was in expand. That's the same thing about new wine being fermented. As it began to ferment, it began to expand. And what happens, it begins to tear the seams of the skin, because the old wine skins have already been stretched to its limit. And when we start putting new things or new wine or new liquid into that wine skin, it cannot keep, or it cannot hold it, because the old skins have already been used. That's why it's important for us to put new wineskins in new wineskin, to preserve the liquid that we're actually putting in the wineskin. Otherwise, it won't accommodate it. And what's happening in your life and why you're having growing pains is because where you are now, who you are, and where God is taking you, where you used to be, is not accommodating you. And so that in itself can create pain. Not only that, but it can tear parts of us. It can tear us in places that we didn't even realize that we can be torn at. And so it's never God's will for us to tear. He will allow pain. It's never his will for us to be destroyed, because if something is teared and it's actually supposed to be together, at some point, if it tears itself, then it's ruined. It's never God's will for us to be ruined. It's never his will for us to be utterly destroyed. What happens is that we do not submit to the process of what God is trying to do in our life. And we're trying to use old things with new things, and what we're tearing at the seams. That summer, our pain, But that's all of our tear. We're being torn to pieces. Our life feels like it's just being torn to pieces because we're trying to use something old with something new. So back in Jesus' day, they knew better. They said nobody would do this. Nobody in their right mind, nobody that had wisdom, nobody that was mature would take something new and put it in something that's already been stretched. So not only are we having growing pains, but we've been expanding past our limitations. That's why sometimes we feel like we can't take no more. That's why we feel like that if God don't show up in this situation, then I'm utterly destroyed. It's never God's will for us to be destroyed. It's always his will that we grow, that we mature, that we become strong in stature through his word, through his teaching. But what is happening is that me included, because I'm guilty of it, is trying to put something new that God is doing in my life and try to put it in something old that he's already did and it don't fit. So we have to always have the willingness to grow. We always have to have the willingness to grow. That's why we're being torn past our pain. We pass pain. Some of us in a bad spot. Some of us in a bad place because we're no longer in a place of growth. We have literally busted. We have really ruined some things in our life. And now we need God to put it all back together again. So it's some points in our life that we ruin things by not having the wisdom to make sure that if God is doing a new thing in us, that we make sure that we adapt to the new and not to the old. We be trying to, it's places in my growing process, I experienced some things where I felt like, okay, I acknowledged where I was in my past, who I was back 10 years ago in ministry. I am not that person. And so I cannot go back to that place where God is doing a new thing in me and try to put what he's doing new in me into what he did back then. It's just not going to fit. I'm going to end up ruining some things because of it. God is doing a new thing in us. We can't take it to old places in God. When God is doing a new thing in us, we cannot take it to new places. We cannot take it to the old places of God. I want to talk about this discomfort that we have. Let me let you know that discomfort is a developmental stage of maturity. It's time that we grow up. It's time that we get off of milk and start eating solids. We've been in some places spiritually so long that we have adapted to that way of living. And we don't even realize that also can cause us to be beyond growing pains. That can also cause us to ruin not just us, but everything around us. Because we want to stay in a certain mindset. We want to speak what we've always speaking. We want to say what we've always said. We want to do what we've always done. And God, when we're growing, we can't stay at those same pages or those same stages of our life. We have to get to the point where we accept spiritual maturity. As long as we have the willingness and the openness to grow, our pain won't last. If you're dealing with some things right now and it's been going on for years, you need to check yourself because the Bible already told us that trouble don't last always. We ain't talking about every situation because we can look at some biblical suffering of sickness and all this other kind of stuff. But in that process of it, God still want us to have a different perspective. He want us what I felt when I first got sick is not how I feel right now in my sickness. You know what I'm saying? In my first sickness, when I first got diagnosed with lupus, it was one of those situations, okay, woe is me. But now in my sickness, I ain't healed. All sickness not unto death. Healing is the children's bread. God, you was wounded for my transgressions. You was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon you, and by your stripes I ain't healed. God, you're able to do everything. We call on Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. My perspective, my talk, how I come against my sickness is different. Because I'm not in a situation where it's woe is me. I'm in a situation where I believe that God can do all things. all things, not some, but all things. I believe that he works in miracles. I believe he still performs miracles. I believe that the blood of Jesus still works. And so as long as I am willing and open to what God is doing in my life, I know that the pain won't last always. Let's be clear about it. We think that because if we do a certain thing and we stay a certain way, that we can avoid it, we can escape it, we can resist it, we can rationalize it. Let me tell you something. You can't do none of that. You're going to have to deal with it. We're going to have to deal with the growing pains of our life. We cannot try to avoid it. We can't escape it. Don't you know when you get through going around wandering in your wilderness for 40 years, what's going to be waiting on you? That same pain that you try to avoid, that you try to escape, that you try to resist, that you try to rationalize, all that's going to be still waiting on you because that is a part of your process. That growing pains is a part of the process. Life will be waiting on you whenever you decide that you're ready to deal with it. It's going to be waiting on you. There's no escaping it. So discomfort will come, but it won't last. It's going to come. It's part of the process, but it won't last. Joy cometh in the morning. Joy will come in the morning. When we decide to clock out, life will be still waiting. I know some people that checked out. They completely checked out. They out here just wondering. Life is still going. And you know what? What I found out is that when I see people that have checked out of reality and they have checked out because they don't want to go through what they're going through, don't you know you create more pain? You create more circumstances. You create more trouble. You create more situations. And you create more heartache and pain for other people that surround you. Because what you go through is just not for you. What you go through is connected to everybody that's connected to you. And so when we clock out, when we throw in the towel, we do not only affect ourselves, but we affect other people. Growing pains has a process. It might be discomfort. You might receive discomfort from it, but it has a purpose. And what I know about growing, when we're growing, if you watch anything or you see or you research anything growing, it never stands still. Still water will become polluted. If water stay too long, it become contaminated. It become polluted. So we have to make sure the rivers of life, which is us, continue to grow. Anything standing still is not developing. We have to be able to develop. Growing pains meaning that I'm at a place of development. I am a place of continual development. I'm not standing still. That's why our bones can't live, because we standing still. These bones have to grow. They got to mature. They have to age, and we don't want that. Growing pains will cause discomfort, but I come to tell you that it don't last always. I'm reminded of the scripture of Luke 9 and 23. That's my scripture. It says, and he said to them, this is Jesus talking to the disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. If I was to tell you anything tonight, I would tell you to die hard. Y'all remember that movie that Bruce Willis played in, and it was called Die Hard, and how he was in there and he had to learn how to adapt to different seasons of each movie. That's how we have to do in our own life. But what we do, we develop coping mechanism to enslave us instead of us embracing the growing pains. We develop coping mechanism, and those coping mechanism enslave us. And so Jesus is telling the disciples, as you follow me, you got to understand you're going to have to die. You got, that's why I said die hard. Why am I talking about dying hard? Because you have to die in different stages in your life. Not a physical death, but a spiritual death. All the things that we picked up in our pain, all the things that we picked up when somebody did something else, those are all the things that we have created as coping mechanism for us to survive the pain that we're in. And Jesus is saying, no, I don't need you to create any coping mechanism. I'm trying to set you free. They are enslaving you. I need you to produce good fruit, and you cannot produce good fruit being enslaved to something that I didn't call you to be enslaved with. In therapy, what I've learned is that our minds, our bodies, it's a book that our body keeps score, right? Our minds, the things of our minds create coping mechanism that should only be for the moment. It should only be for the moment. Until we're able to figure out or respond to our pain in a way that allows us to grow. We don't do that. We end up enslaving ourselves in a way that doesn't cause us to be discomfort. And so we get comfortable with our enslavement and our coping mechanism, our patterns, our cycles, instead of letting them go. We have to let it go. We have to let out the old parts. How I handle situations last year is not how I have to handle them this year. I can't afford to. It hurts to grow because we have to die. We have to die to our old ways. How we think, how we perceive things, how we see things, how we respond to things, how we act towards things. It hurt because we think that we're comforting ourselves if we do it a certain way. And God is saying, no, I need you to die. I need you to die to your way of thinking. I need you to die to the way you use your circumstances. I need you to die because I'm doing a new thing in you. I'm not doing it hurts to grow because we have to die to old ways in order to live in new ways. It's going to take a new way. If God doing a new thing in us, we can't take what we did in our old ways and use it for the new way because it's not going to fit. It's not going to work. We have new ways. We have to have new ways. Jesus told the disciples to die. Why? Because he knew that all the stuff that they did before him, they can't do with him. There's a lot of things I did BC, that's before Christ, that I can't do AC after Christ. And because God is continuously working on me, I'm still letting go stuff that I adapt to all the way in my childhood. It don't feel good, but I know it's good for me. I've been told growing up, because it feel good to you don't mean it's good for you. And we have to always keep that. I feel safe when I do things a certain way. I feel protected because I have to release the cycles and sit in what God has allowed in my life. When we think about Job and his friends, Job could not escape what he was experiencing from his friends and his wife. He couldn't escape what he was experiencing from the enemy because God allowed it and said, have you considered my servant Job? God is going to the enemy and he's going to allow the things and the people around us and say, have you considered my servant Mikey? Have you considered whatever you can put in your name? Job had growing pains because even though he God acknowledged him as a good servant, there were still things in his life that needed to be reviewed. God would allow us to go through growing pains, not only to just show us people, but to show us us. He's going to show us everything around. When God started revealing, he showed Job his friends. He showed Job his wife, but more importantly, he showed Job him. Growing pains will expose you. Have I been exposed? Yes. All last year I was exposed. All last year. My perspective this year is different because I see where I messed up. I see where I failed at. I see where I was trying to fit old things into new things. And all God was trying to do was mature me. When we say we're going to die to self, what we're saying is that we're no longer trying to exist in a situation, but rather that we allow God to exist. When we deny ourselves, because the first thing he told them to do is deny thyself. Deny yourself, meaning that I'm not trying to exist. I'm not trying to exist in a place where God is wanting me to grow it. Because if I try to exist, then I'm going to mess it up. Because I'm going to come with my pride. I'm going to come with my arrogance. I'm going to come with my attitude. I'm going to come with things that God don't want. Because why? He's doing something new in me. So if I die to myself, my flesh, my will, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done, then I allow God growing pains to mature me to a level where I can actually grow. Don't you stunt your growth trying to do it in your own power. Don't do that. Don't stunt your growth. We stunt our growth by trying to do things in our own power. I'm going to deny myself. That means I'm going to deny my emotion. I'm going to deny how I feel about this situation. And I'm going to sit in this place where God has me so that I can grow. Because when you grow, you go. When you grow, you go. You go to new heights. You go to new levels. I'm going to deny myself. When I deny myself, I count everything lost to God's gain. I count it all lost to God's gain. I'm going to gain through Christ. Because I'm denying myself. It don't matter what happened back then. Why? Because God is doing a new thing. It doesn't matter how I used to do it back then. Why? Because God is doing a new thing. So I'm going to send in these pains. I'm going to embrace them. And I'm going to get everything that God is trying to teach me in this. I didn't see no good in me being sick. I remember arguing with God. When I used to go to the doctor all the time, I don't have to do that right now because I'm in going into remission. But when I used to have to go to the doctor all the time, I would go to my mama and I would lay in her bed and that would make me feel better. But this one particular time, I couldn't understand what God was doing because you realize that our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not God's ways. And so I could not figure out what God was doing in this process. So I was angry with God and I started telling him, God, why is it that every time I go, my numbers don't look right? You tell me that you're going to heal me, but I don't see it. I don't see what you're doing. And before God was going to give me the evidence of him healing me, he wanted to mature me. He wanted to show me some things about myself. He wanted to show me how to be content and not be always down, always being negative, always saying things that people didn't want to be around. Don't nobody want to be around a nagging person that don't have nothing good to say. Don't nobody want to be around it all day. I remember one of my friends telling me how mean I was and how I was just my attitude in particular. And I'm looking at the situation where she don't know because she ain't have to go through it. And God saying, yeah, that might be true. But the other truth is that I need you to start speaking differently. I need you to start confessing differently. I need you to look at your surroundings different. When I ask you to be content, I'm not telling you to be content because you're going to always be here. I'm telling you to be content and know that this is a temporary spot. And when I get ready to move you, you'll never see this place again. And so what God was trying to do, he was trying to change me spiritually. But we don't like that because that's too much pressure.
That go against everything that we think and we believe. And God said, why are you going through these growing pains? I'm trying to mess up your theology. I'm trying to mess up the things that you think that you know and don't know. I'm trying to teach you something in this that you can only get in this situation. I can only get what it meant to be content. Meaning that I was willing to deny myself and what I wanted at that moment and embrace and hold on to what God was going to do with me in this situation. He tells us not only to deny ourselves for Christ's gain, but he tells us to take up the cross. Meaning that I'm willing to lay down my ego. I'm willing to lay down my pride. I'm willing to lay down my strengths. I'm willing to sacrifice and lay everything on the altar to surrender, to fully surrender to God, discipleship in my life, no matter what the cost is. Everything that Jesus did on the cross, it cost him something. He laid everything on the line. He laid everything on the line. Just so that he could take up the cross and die on our behalf. And that's the same thing that he is requiring of us. The word of God is a reminder of what God is telling us that we have to endure in order to get to the promise. He did it at all costs. No matter what it costs you, you're going to have to take up your cross. And then once we take up our cross, we got to do it daily. This is what has affected most Christians. Because we think as we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we confess him as Lord, that it's a one-time thing. Here in the scripture, God is telling us a daily activity. Daily, I got to die. Daily, I got to submit to God's will over and against my own will. I got to submit to what God is saying over and against my own emotions, my own perspective. I used to sing this song, especially when I get in a little worship part of my life and I feel a little pain. I would tell God, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. Because if I don't see you, I see what I want to see. And then I'm off target. I'm off. Period. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. I want to see you in this situation. I want to see you when my children ain't doing right. I want to see you when my marriage is going bad. I want to see you in the process of sickness. I want to see you in the process of something dying on me. But whatever you do, Lord God, open my heart, the eyes of my heart, because I want to see you. And God is telling us that we have to do this daily. We want to do it as a one-time thing, and that's what got us. Because this ain't no one-time walk. This is an everyday walk with Jesus Christ. Every day. Every day I see myself differently. Every day something changes in me. Every day I see myself and see what God is saying through his word. Every day in prayer, in worship, God is changing something in me. Even through my growing pain, something is changing. Why? Because I'm still going while I grow. I'm growing to the next level. I'm growing to the next dimension. I'm growing in my faith. I'm growing in suffering. I'm growing in my in pain. I'm growing. And when I look up, I did not grow everything around me. What I couldn't take last year, I can take this year. Why? Because I didn't allow that thing to hold me in bondage where I could not grow. Growing pains. That's where we in. That's what your life is like. You're growing in pain. And the only way you're going to grow past your pain, you got to embrace what God is trying to do in your life. We think if we hold back, we think if we shrink back, which I'm about to close this thing out. We think if we shrink back and not, and we avoid it and we don't address it and we don't, pay attention to it, that if we don't, you know, say something, that it's going to all be gone. It's not. Don't you shrink back. Embrace what God is doing. I promise your whole life will change. I am not the same person that I was. God changed something in me. He still changes something in me. And I'm embracing it. It's uncomfortable for everybody else, but I'm embracing it because I realize what he's done in me. I'm not longer in bondage. Every time he sees some part of my life that I did not grow, he reveals it. He exposes it. This is the pain that's sitting there that hid itself. Don't you know our hearts are deceptive? Don't you know that our hearts are desperately wicked? It will hide something from us. That's why people can go for years and years and years and years and never address what happened to them when they were 5 years old. They'll never address it. Because our hearts deceives us. It hides things from us. Why you think that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword? Because that thing got to go deep in us. That's why God had to make the word of God so sharp that it goes deep down. It can cut through. It cuts and it discerns and it shows everything. The word of God does. Because we need it. If you got triggers today and you find yourself being triggered by something, most likely you ain't never dealt with it. And it takes one person to bring that thing out. And what you looked up and all H-E-L-L has broken loose. Why? Because something triggered something that you have never dealt with. I've had conferences. I've had summits of people revealing that they went through something and they heart hid it from them. The only reason why they remember because it was exposed during service. Because their mind and their hearts is trying to protect itself. And God says, no, you're going through growing pains. I'm going to expose it. I'm going to expose you. We want to look at everybody else, but God said, I need you to look at yourself. I'm exposing you. I've learned to embrace the process of growth because I want to be better. I want to be a better mother. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better daughter. I want to be a better sister. I want to be a better cousin. I want to be a better granddaughter. I want to be a better person. In order to do that, I got to allow God to do what he do best. And that's to make us grow. So don't shrink back. Stay resilient. Don't go back to what's familiar. That familiar spirit is something else. But willing to go into the unknown. We are too afraid to go into the unknown. The enemy gets us every time if the what if. What if this happened? I remember teaching my daughter because she struggled. We deal with a generation of fear. We deal with a generation of fear. And I don't know if y'all remember in some of my old podcasts, I would say stuff like, I'm out here fighting bees now because I refuse to be in a spirit of fear. I used to teach my daughter about fear and how it holds you captive. And it paralyzes you. And all the things that you're seeing, what if this happened? What if I don't make it here, mama? What if I'm not accepted here? But what if you are? Why do you allow the what if nots to be louder than the what is? What if you do? Why are you allowing that to be louder than what God can do? Growing pains, be resilient. Don't shrink back. Don't give up. Don't go back to what's familiar. It's not a, it might feel comfortable, but it's not a safe place. You're not safe. You're in bondage. You're not growing. If you're not growing, you're stunted. You're almost like that fig tree that Jesus cursed when the disciples, it looked like it was bearing fruit, but the root of that thing was dead. Don't be like that tree. Do not be like the fig tree that the Bible speak of. You look good on the outside, but in the inside, you can't even bear no fruit. You barren. We have to get to the point that we trust the process. How do we trust the process? We trust the process because we trust our God. It's simple. It's simple. A lot of times we don't get it, but it's very simple. We can trust the process because we trust the person that's in control of the process. We trust the one that's in control that created the process, because where there's a process, there's a plan. Where there's a plan, there's a provision. Where there's provision, there is a purpose. I'm going to trust the one who's in control of my life. We come by Jeremiah. He said, I know the plans that I think towards you, the plans to prosper you and not to harm you, for a hope in the future. God is saying that to us. I know the plans that I think towards you. Those plans is of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. We got to get to the point where we solely, when we accept our growing pains, we really surrender to God. And in that surrender, there's the trust. The reason why we cannot surrender, because there is no trust. We spend years trying to do our own thing and wandering around a promise that's right there. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and the promise was right around the corner, because they wanted to go back to what was familiar. They cried, they prayed, God, please deliver us out of the hands of Pharaoh. It is too much for us, Lord. And then when God come into their life and he do it in his way, they stopped trusting him, because they didn't understand his process. But if we're going to have growth, we're going to have to go through the growing pains that God has designed for our life, so that we can get to the promise that he promised us. Where there is pain, there is purpose. Where there is purpose, there is promise. In the pain, in the purpose, and in the promise, there is a wonderful change. There is a wonderful change. When I see who I'm becoming, when I see who I used to be, if somebody asked me when I was a little girl if I was going to ever be who I am today, I would have told them no. There's no way. I didn't know that. Nothing that I was surrounded by, nothing that I looked at looked like anything that I am today. Why? Because I didn't know. I didn't see it. This all is a part of God's purpose. Where there is pain, there is purpose. Where there is purpose, there is a promise. There's a promise over every one of our lives. I know you're going through growing pains. I know what you're experiencing right now in your life is difficult, and it feels as if nobody understands. But we know through scriptures that God do not let us to go through anything that nobody can not identify with. That's why he allowed, nothing's new up under the sun. That's why he allowed suffering, so that we'll know that I don't have to go through this by myself, but there's other believers that have gone through the things that I've gone through, so I don't have to do it alone. Where there's pain, there is purpose. Where there's purpose, there is a promise. And where there's pain, purpose, and promise, there is a change. Growing pains allow us to change. That's all I have tonight. I hope you guys have been blessed. I pray that I said something to encourage you, to encourage your walk, everyday walk, that this is a daily walk with Jesus Christ. And he do a lot for us, but there are some things that he is requiring us to do. Job's life didn't change until Job got it. Don't let God come in your life where he got to check you. He started checking Job, because Job got beyond himself. Job got beyond himself. He said, I know I said some good things about you, but don't you get it twisted. I'm still God. Where were you when I created the heavens? And where were you when the universe and the stars? Where were you? So don't get beyond yourself, because God will check you. He'll let you know that he's God. He is the creator of all things. And if it wasn't for you, you wouldn't be as well as you are. You think you're going through things, but if the hand of God is not over our life, we wouldn't make it. Growing pains, they are purposeful for our lives. That's all I have tonight. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for your support. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to see this day, a day that we never seen before, nor will we ever see again. We thank you. We thank you because we can have trust and hope and belief that because you made this day, it doesn't matter what we're going through. It doesn't matter what we're facing. It doesn't matter what the enemy might bring our way. It doesn't matter what's going on in this world. We can rejoice and be glad in it because we know you're in control of it. We know that you have the palm of this whole world in your hand. There's nothing that we're going through that catch you by surprise. But what we do know is that it's your desire that we grow. It's your desire, Lord God, that we become more and more and more like your son, Jesus. And so we ask, Lord God, that you would give us insight. We ask, Lord God, that you would give us what we need, the strategies that we need to become what it is that you have purpose for our lives, God. Some of us don't understand the pain. We don't understand why we go through so much, Lord God. But you, it's a promise over our suffering. You said if we suffer with you, Lord God, we are reigning. And we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we adapt to what you're doing in our life. Because you're a God that have never lost a victory. You are a God that has never lost anyone in battle. And so we thank you that you are our battle axe, God. That everything that you do, you are doing, Lord God, and you're perfecting it in our lives so that we will become what you designed us to become from the very beginning of the foundations of this earth. God, we thank you, Lord God, for even considering us, God. There's a lot of people in this world that you have not put your hand across, Lord God. There's a lot of people disconnected from you, Lord God, but you have chosen us on tonight. And God, we say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, if you begin a good work in us, you shall perform. You shall finish it, Lord God. We're not fighting from victory. We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from the place of victory, Lord God. There's a promise. There's a victory over our lives, God. And if we could just embrace what you're allowing us to go through in the moment, Lord God, you have promised that joy will meet us there, Lord. And so we thank you on tonight. I pray, Lord God, for that person that is dealing with all kind of depression, anxiety. I'm praying for that person, Lord God, that feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulder, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they begin to learn, hallelujah, to give their yokes and their burdens unto you and take your burdens. Because they're light, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they begin an even exchange, Lord God. Because if they exchange their weakness, their pain, their grief with you, Lord God, then you can give them joy. Then you can give them peace, Lord God. Then you can give them peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. That you can give them the things that they can be strengthened in their life, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, Lord God, because your word would never return to you void, but it will accomplish what you sent it out to do, Lord God. And so we thank you, Lord God. We pray that you will perfect those things which concern our life, God, that we're no longer the same. And when we look at you, Lord God, we will look with you with the heart of surrender, Lord God, that we surrender to your truth, that we will surrender to your will, that we will surrender to your way, that we will surrender to your word, Lord God, and we will submit, Lord God, and surrender, Lord God, to your purpose for our lives. It is in Jesus' name. We pray for every backslider. We pray for anyone that do not know you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they will say the salvation prayer, that they will say that, Lord God, you are, that they believe that you died for the remission of their sins, God. And that they believe that you are Lord and that you rose on the third day. And if they believe that, Lord God, we pray salvation for their lives in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your love, for nothing can separate us, Lord God. In Jesus' name, the name that's above every name, at that name, every demon in hell tremble and confess that you are Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and praise God. Thank you, guys. Thank you for my long-winded time on today. I was really passionate about these growing pains because I'm still enduring them. I'm still going through growing pains, but I am willing to embrace them because God has never failed me. He has never left me by myself. He didn't let me to fend by myself, but he is with me and he's showing me. He said, I have prayed for thee that thy faith faileth not. And so we can do all things through Christ who give us strength. And you know, I tell you, this is why. And used to tell me all the people that was on YouTube and Facebook, but I can't see them. I see that my cousin Gwinnett is on here. Hey, cousin. I see that my boo Muffin is on here. I see my Annie on here. Who else do I see? I see my sister Pamela. I see my cousin who always support me. My cousin Betty, I love you. That's all I can see right now. If I didn't call you by name, that's because I cannot see you. But I love you and I thank you. I thank you for your support. I thank you for having an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Embrace your growing pain. God is doing something marvelous in you. That's why I played that song, A Wonderful Change. It has a lot of meaning to my heart for many reasons, but I believe God is doing it. I see my big brother on here. Love you, bro. That's all I have tonight. I'm going to be off. You know, guys, I only come on the first, second, third Thursday of each month. So I will see you guys in the month of April. I'm excited about April as well. I'm going to try to see if I can get some more people on as co-hosts, is coming on just to share their experience through the Word of God and what they did. I do have some people lined up, but I'm going to have some more people come on so y'all can hear a different voice sometimes. But I'm really passionate about what God has given me, what He's speaking. I know it's not in vain. And I thank God for even choosing me. I'm humbled by it. And so you guys, y'all be blessed. Enjoy the rest of your week, your weekend. I pray that God pour into you, that He bless your life, that He bless your family, that if you stand in need of anything, that He'll meet you right where you are. That's all I have tonight. And good night. See you guys next month on the first, second, third Thursday of each month. Love you guys. Good night.